Ja. But that one's a fun one. The kids can all play with it. Yeah, hello there. Good afternoon. My name is Lulu. I was looking to speak with the owner, if I can, of Grimes Exteriors.
This is Greg. How can I help?
Well, hello, Greg. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. Yeah, the reason why I was reaching out to you, I'll explain. We are a premier Google channel partner. My name is Lulu. The company is Local Splash. And I wanted to speak with you about listing your company on the very first page of Google above your competitors as one of the top recommended asphalt shingle roofing contractors in your area, your service area there. So, Greg, are you familiar with the very first page of Google?
What is it?
The first page of Google, the local map section, just like if you were looking for, pardon me?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay, so right there, right below that local map section is where the position is available. That's right where we'll put you. So when your customers out there are doing a search, like I said, for asphalt roofing shingle, roofing contractors, within your service radius, that is, okay, your company will pop up just below that local map, okay, above your competitors. Your clients will see everything about you, all the services you provide, your ratings, your reviews, and you've got, you know, good, you have good online presence. I mean, you're doing well as far as, like, you know, your ratings and your reviews. It's wonderful. It's a good job. That's a good job. Yeah. Obviously,
most
you're doing.
Most of my ratings are through Home Advisor.
Yeah, that's what I see right here. They're 5-star with 28 positive. That's awesome. Beautiful. So have you ever signed up with the company to get your business on Google? And you even have a YouTube channel. Is that yours or no?
No, that's not a YouTube
channel. Oh, that's somebody else.
I plan on doing some, you know, different stuff with roofs and stuff, and I've just been so busy over the last 2 years, I haven't even had time to try to do it.
Oh, okay.
So my question is, I have a computer guy, and he basically has gone through, and normally he keeps me in the top, normally the top 3 or 4 contractors when you open Google. What is it you can do different than he does?
Okay, so if that's the case, where you're listed, is it within 5 to 7 miles? It's a zip coded, okay? And I'm sure you fall off here and there, right?
Yeah, it falls off, and then, you know, a week later it'll be back up. I mean, it's kind of...
I understand. Okay. Well, yeah, exactly. You're exactly right. So what we can do is expand your marketing, okay, and get you more exposure. So let me look at something here real quick. Hold on 1 second. Let me see. I'm going to look at your... see if you're up there now. So you probably fall off, like, during the most peaked hours of work. Actually, you're there now. I see you now. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So you said he's your web designer, because I don't see a website attached. Greg?
It should be grimesexteriors.net.
Yeah, he does. Okay, hang on. Let me see. All right. He doesn't have it attached to your Google listing at all. Yeah. That's, well. It says here you're open 24 hours, right? You're open 24 hours. You know where your website is attached to your Home Advisor, although, but not on your Google listing. It's not there. All it has is directions, just the directions. So, I mean, but if you'd like, we can promote that website. We can get that website and list it on the first page there and then give you more exposure. Are you taking on more work?
Well, I would love to get away from Home Advisor. I spend a lot of money.
I don't blame you.
And most of the times the leads are, you know, the people like, I didn't sign up for it. I never even put my name in there. How did you get my number? You know.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Home Advisor's done me good. I can't say that I haven't done really well with them.
Right, yeah, okay.
It's a different game rather than somebody calling me that's interested. I have to call somebody and hope that they're interested.
Exactly, and hope they even answer the phone, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so with Google, that's, you know, HomeAdvisor, you're kind of chasing people down. Google people are chasing you down, Greg. Okay, so that's how that works. All we ask is you answer the phone. That's all you have to do is answer the phone. Pick up the phone when your clients are calling, you know? Simple. It's very simple. And you'll be listed, let me ask you, Greg, what is your service area actually? What is your radius in a mile radius?
So are you at Wheatfield?
No, goodness sakes, no. No, office is located in California.
That's what it said when the caller came up with a Wheatfield number.
Yes, it does, because we do voice over internet. The internet picks up a local area code, and actually that's a number that you can actually reach us back at the business.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I do an area of, I don't know if you have a map up, but it's Valparaiso area, Portage, Chesterton.
Oh, wow.
Wanatall. So, it's a pretty good size area.
So it's more than a 50-mile radius, or do you target certain zip codes?
Zip codes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can do that. You can just let us know, and we can look that up and target those specific zip codes. Absolutely, most definitely.
So how do you put me in front of everybody else, and then I stay there?
We're a premier Google channel partner. Oh, I failed to tell you. Well, no, I think I told you a position is available there for your keywords, or did I not tell you that? I don't think I did tell you. I did? Okay. So that's how we get you there. Yeah. And then once we start working with you, we won't work with your competitors. On our end, we're going to close your area out. Okay.
You have to put in asphalt shingles before my name comes up?
Anytime your customers, type in, if they're looking for asphalt shingles, they're going to go on Google, okay, within your zip coded areas, all those zip codes. Targeted areas that you provide, anybody within in those areas, and they put in their best asphalt shingle roofing contractors near me, your company will pop up. Yeah, they just use your keywords. So you want to list quite a few different ones if you can.
Right, but what I'm saying is most people just type in roofer or roofer.
Well, okay, roofers. Do you just regular roofing as well? Do you do any other types of roofing like sheet metal or any of that?
Metal.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
All types of roofing.
Okay, good. Yeah, roofing contractors.
Mostly on homeowners, you know what I mean? We really don't get into commercial.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, the roofing and the commercial, that's pretty big. Yeah. Okay, so now let me get your website here. I'm going to attach that on my end here. Greg, how long have you owned this company while I'm attaching this website here to this little profile I'm creating for you?
It's hard to say. It's about 17 years. I mean, I've owned my own business doing different parts of different things for, almost 30 years. So.
Oh, nice. Oh, my goodness. That's beautiful. Good for you. Okay. My gosh. So you've got some good years going on there. You do qualify. It's a month-to-month service. I do want to let you know that. Okay. Month-to-month, no contracts, unlimited calls coming in directly to you. You do qualify for an established business credit. So what I'd like to do is get that applied. You're going to love this. Okay, Greg? You're going to spend less money because it's a small month fee. You'll spend less money. And you'll make more money because people that use Google to find businesses like yourself tend to have a lot more money, or I'm not going to say a lot, but they tend to have more money to spend than the people that use HomeAdvisor, because HomeAdvisor, a lot of price shopping as well, and you know that. You've been with them for a while, So let me get my director to apply that here. Let me do that. Oh, boy, let's see here. I've heard a lot about that I just put a request in for that. I hear a lot about that with the HomeAdvisor, and then they just changed their name to Angie Leads, because HomeAdvisor and Angie's List are, the same company. I think HomeAdvisor bought out. Go ahead.
So HomeAdvisor, so Angie's List was going up there, and HomeAdvisor saved their sister. And then somebody else came in and bought both companies. brand new underwater.
Oh, really? Somebody else came in and bought them?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Brand one, so they're not competing against each other.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't know that. I didn't know. I knew they you know, I thought Home Advisor bought Angie's or Angie's bought Home Advisor, one or the other. That's what I've been hearing for a long time.
They bought it for big percentage to where they had a say in the company. We'll say that.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So let me get Amy. She's going to apply the established business credit for us here. Here she comes. She's going to hop on the line with us, Greg. She's going to help me. That's what she's going to pull up. Whoops, sorry. There you go.
Hello. Hey, Greg.